This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not bad for a boy from Mississippi. Yeah, I could buy a Maybach, but I'm still in my F-150. And my last name is a whole lot bigger than I thought it'd be. A lot of things changed, except one thing, me. I'm still the same old redneck, fuck, don't give a damn. Ain't afraid to throw a dead book on my Instagram. Grain alcohol in my cup, got the whole house wall to wall, and I still ain't.
Welcome to a very, very special episode of the Wrestling Roast, folks. I'm KJ, joined by my good longtime lover, Aliyah Satian, and we are here to cover the Royal Rumble 2023.
Are we covering it? Have you seen it already?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm here to give you all the latest scoops, the latest poops, and all the latest...
I've always said that you are the Middle Eastern Sean Ross Sapp. That has always been my, you know, I call you that.
But thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You should see all the people I shame on Twitter. It's amazing.
Guys, big news. Breaking news as we record.
Yeah.
The Royal Rumble is on Saturday. Breaking news.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Careful. We don't want to give people any spoilers, all right?
So they're like 200 people that listen, that don't listen to us and listen to Kenny and Finn, always get tricked by this podcast. So we only really have them for 30 seconds until they realize that it's not Kenny and Finn. We lost them already. We lost them already.
Oh, great. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you know, KG, that some people have been complaining about our adverts?
Why?
And they're like, hey, is there an ad-free version? No.
Oh. Yes, there is on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/insidetheropes and you will find ad-free podcast there.
There's not an ad-free version of the Wrestling Roast, though, is there?
Surprise, we're actually doing Thunder. There's no Royal Rumble here. We're only used to misery and pain.
KJ, are you excited? Ali, are you excited?
I was just going to ask you, out of 10, what is your level of excitement for the Royal Rumble?
I am so excited that I think my excitement will make it rain in Abu Dhabi today. That's how excited I am.
Oh, I'm wet.
How long, is it rain like, rain. Sorry, does it rain like meant, once a year there?
It rains infrequently, but are we talking about natural rain or cloud seeding?
Is it cloud seeding? Is that what they've done?
No, I think this is the natural rain, but right. they do the cloud seeding thing and it rains then. So, again, depends on what you're talking about, right? Yeah, it was raining today. My car is like a mess. And the thing is, over here, the rain is like infused with dust. So it leaves those marks on your car.
Dust. It's just,
yeah.
Dust.
So it's dust. It's quite rough.
Dust.
Hey, Ollie, are you podcasting effortlessly?
Always?
Yeah? effortlessly?
No hands.
Can you say effortlessly?
Why are you asking that?
Because I was listening back to the Smasher Pass and you struggled so much with that word. Look, you can say it.
As a word that describes doing things effortlessly.
You know, when I was a kid, I struggled with the word abominable. Maybe as an adult as well. Abominable. Yeah. Abominable. Yeah. And I practiced for years. Yeah. I couldn't say it. Abominable. But I learned how to say it now. Abominable. Oh, Jesus. Abominable. Yeah, that's a tough one. But, Ollie, we're here. Fuck everything else. It's Royal Rumble season. I'm 10 out of 10. Super excited. Can't wait. You know, there's so many options, so many directions WWE can go. I really hope they don't go with the very, like, obvious choices because, you know, like, it's like, nah, okay, we're going with the obvious choice. All right, cool. You know, like, I'm not going to be mad about it, but... there's that
KJ,
hope.
I fucking stop you right there. Hope. I fucking stop you right there. You do this to yourself all the time. You fucking build things up to be this big, amazing thing, and you're always let down, so fucking stop it.
I'm going to boo Cody.
Why are you going to boo Cody? It's brilliant. Cody's great. Like, you're just going to... You're setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up for failure if you think it's going to be anyone else other than Cody.
If Sammy doesn't win, I'm gonna be so mad.
Bro, Sammy's not even gonna be in it, bro. Like, he's...
Ollie, okay, listen to me. Ollie. Roman said it on Raw, okay? He said, You've got one chance, and your last test is on Saturday at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, so, the test is fucking help him beat KO.
Maybe his test is gonna win the Rumble. So that he can forfeit the chance.
He's not. By the way, did you see the poster for Elimination Chamber?
I did. Yeah. Ollie's gonna win.
So that's why I think he's not gonna win the Royal Rumble. He's gonna win Elimination Chamber.
No, but then that means he's definitely wrestling at WrestleMania for the championship.
Who knows? I see. Remember, I said a few weeks ago that I don't think The Rock's gonna be there. I think The Rock's going to be there. But... like, Can I just get this
are we
thought
just gonna, Are we going to go straight into the Men's Royal Rumble? Or are we just
about it? Straight away. Yeah, fuck it. Right. Can I just get this thought out, though, right? I do not believe, right, that Dwayne Johnson, right? So he was originally, WWE originally wanted him to wrestle at WrestleMania Goes Hollywood before the pandemic, when it was supposed to be in LA, right? The year after Tampa, right? So they wanted him to wrestle then. So he knew then that they wanted the match. You're trying to tell me that Dwayne The Rock Johnson in 3 years has just in January decided, oh, sorry, I don't think I'm going to be able to get fit enough for it. Have you seen the cunt?
Yeah.
Have you seen the cunt? He's the, like, I'm sorry, but look at the shape he's in.
He's the fittest man on earth.
He's so fucking fit. He trains all the time. All his Instagram is just like, oh, it's 5 a.m. I'm fucking training. It's 3 a.m. I'm fucking training. Yeah. I watched him last night on his Instagram story. I don't even know what the fuck he was doing. It was this, like, contraption where he had this thing tied to him and he was doing these squats. Fuck me, man. He could do a fucking 10-minute WrestleMania match. So... I refuse to believe that he is doesn't have time to get into shape for the match. Fuck that. Also,
but there's different. Well, hold on. But on that point, there's a difference between being gym ready, and ring ready, right?
Yeah, well, like cardio-wise.
There is a difference.
Austin fucking main evented WrestleMania, and he's fucking older and less fit than The Rock. And he was fine. So don't tell me that he wouldn't be able to do it. Shut up.
Look.
Shut up.
The Rock. The Rock could be, right? He could be ready for WrestleMania.
Let me finish my point. So the branding of the pay-per-view is all fucking electrifying, right? If he was coming back, he's always said that he wants the surprise pop. So if he's coming back, no one is going to know. Like, Meltzer's sources aren't going to know. Alvarez's sources, Mike Johnson, they're not going to know that he's coming back. WrestleVotes doesn't know because it's super secret. You think that he's going to blow that by letting more than, like, the core people known? So I think there is a definite chance that he... I don't know if he'll be in the Rumble, but if he is, he's number 30. Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
And he's coming out
number 30. That's he's 29 coming, even.
And but then does he eliminate Cody? Because if he eliminates Cody, then does he get booed? So then I think the way to tell is if Cody's eliminated before the final four, you know The Rock's coming out. or do they do Lex Luger, Bret Hart, and The Rock and Cody both go over at the same time, and then on night one The Rock faces Roman, and night two Cody faces Roman.
The Rock is too big, like gravity will pull him faster, so they have to really like figure out how to time that.
But
Cody has to be over the ropes like 2 seconds before The Rock.
But let's live in the real world for a sec. Cody's gonna win, The Rock's not gonna show up, right?
What the fuck?
Your thoughts.
Am I the only one who cares about Sami Zayn winning the Rumble at
he's
this not, point?
I honestly don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's going to be in it. I don't think that's the plan. I want it to be the plan. I actually text Kenny McIntosh on Monday before Raw 30, and I was like, I really want the main event of WrestleMania to be Roman versus Sami. It makes sense. It's the biggest story in the whole company. Sami Zayn is the most over guy in the whole company. If he won at WrestleMania, if he beat Roman and ended the title reign, that's him set for life. He is the biggest star in wrestling. You have fucking made a huge star, right? Not to say that he's not a star now, but he fucking beats Roman Reigns after how long? But then, what if he goes and he loses? Because, as you said the other week, Roman is so close to 1,000 days. Why would you get rid of that? There's no way you can recreate it. This is the only chance to beat it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you know what's great, though? Do you know what's great? I know I'm talking a lot, but do you know what's great? We don't fucking have a clue.
We don't know. For the first time in years, we don't know.
It's so exciting.
Last year, we all knew that fucking Lesnar was going to win the Rumble. Yeah. It was so obvious. I think the last actual surprise was probably... Like, when Drew entered the Royal Rumble, we were kind of like, even Edge. I didn't expect Edge to run the gamut, right? Didn't expect that. So I was pleasantly surprised, but I'm a mark, so I don't know. But I think, like, Drew McIntyre and Nakamura, like, I didn't expect either of them to win the Rumble that year because they were just, building Drew up as a babyface, you know? So I didn't expect it, and I'm happy he got that win and stuff. That was a fucking moment. But, like, for me... I feel like this year there are four viable options.
Four.
Okay. Now we discussed The Rock, right? We said The Rock is potentially possibly going to enter the Rumble. And if he does, he's winning it. We've got Cody Rhodes, who seems like the safe bet, correct? I think Cody's a safe bet to win the Rumble.
Yeah.
We have Sami Zayn, who perhaps I'm the only one. Me and a few other people. I've seen it on Twitter as well. There's some chatter about it. Sami Zayn, I think, should win the Rumble. But
I think he should win as well, but I don't think he's going to.
If he enters the Rumble, he has to win it. He cannot enter the Rumble and be eliminated.
You can't have him up against Cody because people boo Cody. And who
do you have him up against?
That's why I don't think he's going to be in the Rumble, because it's going to fuck up their Cody plan. Because Cody's the plan. Because they can't get The Rock.
The only person that they could have if Sammy goes into the Rumble, the only way they get rid of him is with Kevin Owens. That's the only thing that's safe. Because anyone else eliminating Sammy, you get so much fucking
heat on you. Why would Sammy's character want to win the Royal Rumble?
No, he's in there to protect the Tribal Chief from having a WrestleMania opponent.
Right, okay.
You know, winning it within the bloodline. So that's why I think that's what Roman meant, you know? That possibly he's like...
I don't think he meant that. He didn't mean that.
I mean, he might not have meant it. But maybe that's why he was like, I don't want to see you into the Rumble. And then on the Rumble night, he's going to be like, you're entering the Royal Rumble and you better fucking win it. Because... you know, as your Tribal Chief, I'm telling you to win it, or whatever, you know? And I think that would work. I think people would love it if Sammy won it, right?
Oh, of course.
And then
who's your number
people
three?
Think like, oh, he's gonna... What's that?
Who's your number three? You said there was four.
Sammy's my number three. So Sammy, Cody, The Rock.
Oh, you said you think The Rock?
Yeah, Rock is possibility, right? I'm talking about the possibilities.
What about Austin?
That's my number four. I think Steve Austin could enter the Royal Rumble and fucking win it. And Austin Roman Reigns at Wrestle fucking Mania. Like that you fucking, that's it, man. That's it. That's a fucking main event.
So now, Austin wins his fourth Royal Rumble in 2023.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't think that Austin main event in WrestleMania is the right message to send to, like, WWE.
It's a fucking blockbuster name. In my opinion, Stone Cold Steve Austin is the biggest name in professional wrestling history.
So here's a question. If Austin faces Reigns at the main event of WrestleMania,
uh-huh,
and he wins, then he is the Universal Champion.
He's not going to win.
Does he go on a run? I don't think he goes on a run,
no.
KJ.
No, he's not going to win. He's not going to win.
So Roman beats him, and then that's another notch on the bedpost. Like, I have now beaten Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm untouchable. I'm the greatest champion of all time. And then The Rock challenges him next year, and then The Rock won't be have enough time to get fit enough because a year isn't long enough. Because three years clearly isn't long enough.
3 years, there was COVID in between where no one was doing anything. What were you doing, Rock?
What were you doing, Rock? You have a gym at home. Your gym is like bigger than my house, Rock. Like,
yeah.
What were you doing?
His gym is bigger than my fucking building. What the
exactly.
fuck are you talking about?
Jesus. You fucking own Under Armour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't even do the laundry. You can just keep throwing away old clothes. Like,
exactly.
You wear it once, sweat in it, and throw it.
Yeah. I love his gym. Fuck off. I remember those red Project Rock.
Red shoes.
I wore them today at the gym. They're so cool. I love them.
I should have bought them. But no. So, okay, Ali. Let me... Like, I feel like the whole excuse of I don't have time to get WrestleMania ready.
Yeah, it's
bullshit.
It's a swerve.
But you have to,
KJ, don't rely on it, right? Tell yourself, if it happens, it's such a brilliant bonus, but if it doesn't, still, we want Cody to win. We like Cody. It's so awesome that Cody is going to win.
Fuck Cody. Go
no!
back to AEW. I don't give a fuck. I hate you, Cody.
Fuck off. How amazing was Cody last year? We love Cody. Come on. Don't see it. If people
fucking
turn on Cody, I'll be so... No! We need a baby face. We need a baby face.
I love Cody. No, I love Cody. I'll be lukewarm because, like, I hate it when the Rumble's predictable, right? I like it when it takes me by surprise. So for me, like, any surprise finish to the Rumble, and it's a person who you're like, yeah, I can get behind this guy. Like, I like those type of wins, right? And this year, they have the opportunity to do it. They might just go the safe route and Cody wins. I'm not going to be mad about it. But at the same time, I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, we all saw it coming, you know? So the Royal Rumble is literally all about surprises. Be it the surprise entrance, surprise win, whatever it is. Surprises make the Rumble. And I think having Cody win it is not really a surprise because that's what everyone's expecting.
So did you see in the news that actually Austin wasn't offered Well, I mean, I sent you when it first came out that Austin was offered Reigns. And I was like, I fucking said it last year. Everyone laughed at me. But then Meltzer said, well, how much do you trust Meltzer, though? He said that it was actually...
Honestly, recently, not much.
Yeah, it was actually Brock that he was offered. I don't know if he was necessarily offered Brock or Roman. I think he was just offered a main event match for a lot of money. So,
yeah. I mean...
Like, so in this, like, imaginary world where Stone Cold Steve Austin is in the Royal Rumble, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't think he would do the Rumble just for a cameo. I think he would do the Rumble and he'd either win it or it would set up his WrestleMania match with someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Like look,
also not that confident that he could take the over the top rope bump. Just not that confident that.
Well, there's that. But also, if he's in a match with Brock, he's not taking any German suplexes.
No. Like, oh, no God, no. Chance. God, no. Yeah, no way.
No fucking chance. So the Brock Lesnar match for me is a bit like, I'd love to see it, but I don't think it would happen. And like, I'm just thinking of the marquee fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Brock Lesnar. That is fucking money. That is
money.
That's right. So there's a bunch of options here. If Austin wins the Rumble and faces Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, I'm not mad at that, right? But I listened to like several other podcasts, and every time they talk about the odds and bets and stuff, I turn them off immediately because those fucking things tend to be right. I may have told you the story about the 2017 Rumble, right? When I went, I was in a shoe store and I was just looking around at sneakers, and the guy saw my wrestling t-shirt and he was like, oh, hey, are you going for the Rumble? I was like, yeah, that's why I'm in town. He's like, oh, I heard Randy Orton's going to win it. I was like, Randy Orton? Nah, dude, Randy Orton's not winning the Rumble. He's like, really? Because I saw it on the betting thing. I was like, nah, man, don't put any money on that. Randy's not winning the Rumble. Fast forward like 4 hours later, and I hear voices, and I'm like, what the fuck? How the fuck did Randy win this Rumble? So I'm avoiding any sort of betting size, betting odds, and stuff like that. One of my friends, Anushka, is supposed to come down to Abu Dhabi to stay over at mine, and he was like, hey, can I come? Because I won't be able to watch it live, so I'm going to be watching it like the next day. So my phone's going to be off from like when I sleep till, you know, after I watch the Rumble.
Dude, don't get spoilers, man. Don't risk it.
No, it's especially this one. Especially this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that every year. But I my phone's going to be off. And I told him, I was like, listen, man, if you're not here Saturday night, so we watch it Sunday morning, because my brother wants to like come over as well. G's going to come over. So we're going to do like a pizza party. Royal Rumble watching, right? So I told him, I was like, listen, motherfucker, if you're not here Saturday night, you're not coming for the Rumble. I'm telling you now, because G and my brother are both coming in the like at noon, and we're gonna be watching from then. So no fucking my brother, I never said it like this. My brother is like, Royal Rumble is like the Christmas of wrestling. And I was like, that's so right. Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah. And he's so G'd up, he's getting married and he's more excited for the Rumble. So, we're like really looking forward to this.
Shall we talk about some other matches? I mean, there's not even that many matches on the card. Let's, what about the women's Royal Rumble? I think that's easy. Oh, before we jump on to the women, actually, last question on the men's. Do you think we see Randy Orton? Do you think he's back?
I mean, I'd love to see him back. I don't know if we will. I don't know what his like medical situation's like. But I do feel like we see Riddle. I feel like see Riddle in the Rumble.
Yeah, Riddle, yeah, for sure.
You know? But real quick, before we move ahead, I just want to ask you, just give me your quick predictions for... I know we discussed like four potential winners, but I'm going to ask you like three sets of questions. And I'll do the same for the women's.
Okay.
Give me your predictions on the first two entrants.
Cody and Seth Rollins.
Okay, I'm exactly the same with that. Yeah. Give me your guesses on the final four. Who could you potentially see?
Stone Cold, The Rock, Sami Zayn, Cody Rhodes. I think Austin Theory will be in the final four. Bold prediction.
Okay.
Austin, if I think Cody's going to win it, being realistic, all the speculation out of the way. If Rock doesn't come back, it's Cody. So Cody, Austin Theory. Maybe they have Seth in there too, like Cody and Seth go the distance. And someone like, I don't know,
I wish you hadn't said that.
Who gets a big push? Like, who gets a push right now? Who's, like, pushed hard?
Who's being pushed right now?
Yeah, who's getting pushed hard?
I mean, Austin Theory, really.
Yeah,
but
there's there's someone else, like, I don't know, like a sort of maybe
there isn't.
Maybe Karrion Kross. I don't know, like someone.
Ugh, no.
Yeah, someone. I don't know. I can't think. Because
you say that last year's Final Four had Bad Bunny and Shane McMahon. So,
yeah. So there's my final three.
That's okay. That's fair. For me, I'm thinking my realistic sort of approach to this is Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, because I was thinking like both of them should go all the way from the start to the finish. So when you said Seth, I was like, nah, why'd you say that? I was going to say that. So Seth, Cody, Austin Theory is a good shot. I'm going to say Bobby Lashley, though.
Maybe Riddle.
And Riddle was going to be my fourth one. Yes. Yeah. So these four: Lashley, Riddle, Cody, and Seth. I think that's a good shout.
I would say I would be the same. Only I'd switch out Lashley for a turn down.
Yeah, that might be more realistic, I would say.
Yeah, because if Lashley's if Lashley and Lesnar, they're probably gonna have a thing mid Rumble, middle of the Rumble, will have the big thing. That wouldn't be the story at the end.
They both in the Rumble?
I would assume so. Why would Brock Lesnar come back and do that if he wasn't going to be in the Rumble?
I thought they were going to have a match, like just a singles match at the Rumble. So I thought that's what they were going with. And also, has everyone forgotten what happened in their last match? I think because people are like, why the fuck was Lesnar attacking Lashley? Like, isn't that done?
Oh, that shitty pin.
And no, because Lashley beat him up after the match, remember?
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, no, even my brother's like, why the fuck? I thought this was over. I was like, because he attacked him after the match. Did you forget? He's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I would like Lashley and Lesnar to have their third match, and then I want to see Gunther and Brock at WrestleMania. That's the match I want.
Yeah.
Like, get Lashley can go back to the Heart Business, like, do his whole thing there.
I'm so greedy. If I had my way, I would have Stone Cold Steve Austin, Brock Lesnar, night one, and then The Rock, Roman Reigns, night two. Skip it to me. Give me all of it. So, I don't know. But yeah. And give me two names as your final prediction. Not four. I want two names who you think are going to win the Rumble. These are your final predictions. I'm going to assume Cody is one of them.
Well, I can't. Cody and Rollins.
Rollins.
Yeah,
You're not even gonna go with The Rock. You're not even
No, because my logical mind tells me The Rock's not gonna be in it, right?
Okay.
My markout fan mind is like The Rock's gonna win it, but like logically, I don't think he's gonna be there. So I'm not setting myself up for failure.
There's some people that don't want to see The Rock in it, and I just don't understand why. I can't. This is why we love wrestling. These big names returning, and I don't know. I'm gonna say Cody Rhodes. And...
Oh, you know who we've overlooked? Drew. I think Drew will go far.
No, they've fucking put him in a tag team with Sheamus.
Yeah, but he could go far in the Rumble.
He could. He's not gonna win it. But
he's not gonna win it. Drew, but he could go far.
Drew would be a great shout. I'd like to see Drew. Yeah. I'm gonna say my final prediction for the Rumble, for the men's Rumble, is Cody Rhodes and Steve Austin.
I am.
I feel like if any legend's gonna win,
no, because Cody and Austin, and the people are gonna boo Cody. No one's gonna boo Austin ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Austin's not gonna be in the Rumble. Cody. He's fucking 60.
I don't know. You never know. That's why he can't be thrown over, so he's gonna win it.
Anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation.
Anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation. All right, let's before we get to the women's match, let's discuss the stuff in between. We've got Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Who do you have for this one?
Is it weird to you that the only two matches on the card except for the world title match are both like Fiend matches?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True. I didn't even think of that.
You know, it's like something fishy there. I don't know. I'm not excited for this at all. I'm not excited for creepy Alexa Bliss. I hate we hate creepy Alexa Bliss. But okay. I don't think she's gonna beat Bianca. I think we'll just get some spooky shit. You know.
Okay.
Bianca's not dropping the belt to creepy Alexa Bliss. Creepy Alexa Bliss.
Creepy Alexa. Creepy Alexa Bliss.
She's so creepy.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. Do you think about surprise entrance in the Rumble?
I feel that we've moved on.
Okay, fuck it. Riddle. I think we was a Riddle. Fuck. I think Bianca retains. I wish she didn't, but I'd like Alexa Bliss to win it.
I'd
just
much
for a
rather
change.
have Bianca be the champ than Alexa Bliss. Bianca's so good. She's such a good wrestler.
She is, but I'm kind of done. I feel so bored.
I mean,
with
she's
this
gonna
whole...
probably. I would say she hold it to WrestleMania and drop it at Mania.
Losing at WrestleMania to Mercedes Moné would be great, but yeah.
Money.
Okay, and then we have Bray Wyatt versus La Knight in a Mountain Dew Pitch Black match.
Can I just quietly say that I love LA Knight's theme? LA Knight.
It's so good. Yeah. I love LA Knight. Yeah. I thought the stuff he did with Undertaker on Raw was fucking amazing.
What did they say? They named your daughter or name your son Los Angeles.
That was who said that?
Who said that? It was so funny.
He's like, oh yeah, the fact that they named you Los Angeles Knight was already. Was it in the Firefly Funhouse?
Yeah, Firefly Funhouse. Yeah.
No, I can't remember where it was. Anyway. Who said it?
Fat Undertaker on a bike. Well, you wanted to talk about that.
It was so embarrassing. Because he couldn't get the bike started again. So they just focused on Bray Wyatt, who's watching him struggle. He's just like, oh, God, you fucked it.
Yeah.
You fucked it.
Well, do you know, I read somewhere online, who knows these days, that they had shipped his hat and jacket for Creepy Undertaker to the arena. So this must have, it was like not a last minute decision, but he didn't want to go eyeliner Undertaker. He wanted to go American Badass Undertaker. So I think they just rented that bike in the afternoon, like sent a runner out to get it. And obviously he doesn't know how to work it. And he can barely walk. He couldn't even ride it around the ring. It was like kind of sad to see a little bit, wasn't it?
No. So I watched it with my brother, whose favorite wrestler of all time is The Undertaker.
Oh God!
And he comes out of the motorbike, and I was like, "Oh yeah, American Badass." Now, I hate this version of the theme song.
Why wasn't it Limp Bizkit?
I don't think they can afford it. Also, didn't Limp Bizkit have like a falling out with WWE?
Did they? I thought they were the WWE's favorite band, according to WrestleMania 19,
I think
which
they used
we reviewed
to be.
On Patreon for the Pod of Thunder.
That was so long ago, fuck. But yeah, I love the badass, the American badass theme. This is the American fat ass. And so he comes out on the motorbike, and he's not even riding it. He keeps using his feet to like maneuver around the ring. That was so embarrassing.
Yeah, it was like a child on a tricycle.
I was learning how to do it. For the first time. It was so funny. But then, he gets into the ring. I mean, look, the pop was great. LA Knight, it's a great rub for him. You know, I thought the whole thing, I loved the 30th edition of 30th anniversary of Raw.
The 30th edition of Monday Night Raw was really good.
Yeah, Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, Yokozuna's on it.
Yeah.
So I...
Did you did you see that Robert Fletcher on the Community? Did you see his meme that he made?
I did. I did. So as soon as I go on Twitter, as soon as I go onto Twitter, I see every single page that I follow going like, "What did Undertaker say to Bray Wyatt? Leave your memes here." It's like everyone's doing the same fucking thing, and then we had it on the Community as well. But Robert Fletcher, for us, had the best one. And yeah, he did the smack my ass like a drum. That's what Taker said to Bray Wyatt.
He definitely did. I went back and watched it, and that's what he said.
Yeah. You can do the
smack my ass like a drum.
I took a screenshot and I sent it to my friend who got that song stuck in my head. And I was like, look at what you've done. This is because of you.
It's such a horrible song.
Yeah. It's such a disgusting song. Yeah. I don't know how this match works. I'm assuming it's like a kind of like a Firefly Funhouse match. It's a cinematic thing, maybe.
Oh, who knows?
So I'm assuming Bray Wyatt's going to win it. I'd love for LA Knight to win it, but I think Bray wins it. What do you think?
Yeah, do you think it's one of these ones that start in the ring and then they brawl backstage and then it goes to like a pre-recorded type thing and then Bray Wyatt sort of phases through his different characters? So maybe he phases into the Fiend and then LA fights off the Fiend and then he phases into like Swamp Bray Wyatt with a Hawaiian shirt and then LA Knight beats him off and then he phases into like the goat mask Bray Wyatt and then he beats him off. And then like then he phases into Uncle Howdy and he can't beat Uncle Howdy and then Uncle Howdy wins. Like maybe something like that. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I'm curious, but at the same time kind of like, meh, what the fuck is this? So I don't know. Let's see. But yeah, I'm picking Bray Wyatt to win this. So I'm assuming, as are you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's talk about the co-main event, which is Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens for the WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship. Or is it Undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship?
It's the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Well, that's what Wikipedia says, but I don't trust Wikipedia. Roman Reigns going in as champion versus Kevin Owens, who is on fire. Amazing stuff. Kevin Owens does not miss. I love the tribal court. That was so fucking good. When Jey Uso grabbed Solo Sikoa's arm, I almost had a fucking tear in my eye, Ollie. It was so emotionally gut-wrenching. And in fact, G watched it. She's in Germany right now. She watched it, sent me like a video of her recording, like her reactions, and she cried. She actually cried when Jey Uso stopped Solo Sikoa's arm. So this story is fucking on, like, hitting on every fucking
2.8
level.
2.8 million people thought it was amazing. Raw.
I mean,
Raw just didn't win the night on cable. Raw won the night on TV, like on network TV as well. Like,
wow,
how amazing is that? This is the fucking
I'm
story.
So happy.
This is why Sami Zayn should win the Royal Rumble and face Roman Reigns in the main event of this week.
Exactly.
No, do you know what could happen?
There's a modicum of.
Do you know what could happen? Cody wins the fans, but yeah. Cody wins the Rumble. Obviously, he's in the main event. But then Adam Pearce is like, "Hey, we've split up the tag team titles. We're gonna split up the WWE titles. It's time that we put the we acknowledge the belts as two separate entities. It's been a year since you won the titles, Roman Reigns. So what we're gonna do is at Elimination Chamber, the winner of Elimination Chamber will face Roman Reigns on night one of WrestleMania, and on night two of WrestleMania, Roman Reigns will face Cody Rhodes, and then Sami Zayn wins Elimination Chamber, and he fights Roman on night one, and Cody fights him on night two, or vice versa."
What if they just put the title on the line in the chamber and just strip Roman off of it?
Nah, that's not going to happen.
What if Kevin Owens is in the chamber? Kevin got screwed by Sami Zayn, and then they strip Roman for the title, which is how you break Sami and Roman away. And then in the chamber, it's for the WWE championship.
Yeah, he could do that. Yeah.
Roman's streak would continue because he won the Universal first.
I just don't see Roman losing, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Strip him off the title and then you have one title.
I don't think you could just strip him of it either. I don't think that's the way to go. I don't think because then he's lost, you know?
Not really.
To be eliminated from the Royal Rumble, you have to take a pinfall or submit. And I don't see Roman doing that.
Yeah. It could be. That's what I'm saying. Roman could like lose via disqualification.
You can't be disqualified in an Elimination Chamber.
No. I mean at the Rumble.
You can't lose a title with disqualification.
You can't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's why he would get stripped. But yeah, I don't know. It's a far-fetched theory.
I don't think you can get stripped. Like basically, this match is going to be really good. Kevin Owens is going to knock his pan in. There's going to be loads of near falls. You're going to think that he's going to win, and then Sami Zayn is going to step in and cost Kevin Owens the title match, and then Roman Reigns is going to be like, "Hey, Sami Zayn, you're an Uso now."
Yeah, but then when does the turn happen? At Chamber? Maybe after the Chamber?
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. But so I'm just going to hark back to 2017, because Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens took place in this very building when I was there in 2017. So this is the second time they're wrestling again at the Royal Rumble at this fucking
venue. It was a very, very different, very different Kevin Owens, a very different Roman Reigns at that point in time.
Exactly. It's like night and day. Oh my God. But do you think they're going to have, because my brother was asking me this, and
Jericho
in
a shot
cage? Assuming that it's going to be the same. No, I think it's just going to have, like, Judas in my man. I was asking about the ramp. Are they going to have that long fucking ramp again where the buggies have to take the wrestlers down?
I hope so.
Because they kind of have to, right? Like, that the whole thing
only
is
the fat
built
ones.
In one way. Yeah. Nobody.
Nobody.
That's no one. In 2017, you could say that.
Almost
it's 2023, Ollie.
Almost is he needs the buggy. I always thought it was funny that Big E got the buggy. I'm like, dude, that guy's quads are so big. Like, why does he need the buggy?
Exactly. Yeah. Big E. I remember Big E got it. Big Show got it. Mark Henry got it.
Yeah. That means those two make sense.
Yeah. Mm. So, do we have Roman Reigns winning this match?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon so, right?
If Drew isn't beating Roman in Cardiff, KO's not beating Roman in San Antonio.
That's true. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair, Shmooly. That's fair.
Oh, how sad was it when Paul Heyman turned on Shmooly on Raw?
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
What an asshole. I was so upset with Paul. Uncle Paul. All right. Ollie. We are now down to the final match of the evening. It is the Women's Royal Rumble match.
KG, this match will open the show, right?
No.
Yeah.
You can't fucking open with the Rumble.
Yeah, you can.
No. That's fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I hope not. That's
think
terrible.
About it. You've only got three matches, right? So you're not going to have Bianca Belair
Five.
Open. But no, three wrestling matches and two Royal Rumbles.
Oh,
so a Rumble opens, then you have Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight, then you have Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss, then you have the world title match, and then you have the Men's Royal Rumble.
I think the order would be Bianca versus Alexa opens, and then after that you do Bray Wyatt, LA Knight. No. Yeah, you could do Bray Wyatt, LA Knight.
We're not going to have the Rumble on and then the World Title match and then the Rumble. People will be too tired.
Didn't they do that last year?
I reckon the women's opens for sure.
Wait, last year, Roman versus Seth opened the fucking show.
Yeah, but that's Vince McMahon. He's fucking mental.
Oh. That's so tricky. I don't know how.
There was two world title matches though on that show.
Yeah,
I remember it was Brock and Lesnar.
That's true.
Brock and Lesnar. Brock and Lashley.
Brock and Lesnar. Brock and Lesnar. what was the order of last year? I think it was. Hold on, I've got to open here. Seth versus Roman. Ronda versus. Then the women's Royal Rumble match. See. Then Becky versus Doudrop, Lashley versus Lesnar, Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Miz and Maryse. That was last year, fucking hell. And Brock versus Drew. I think Edge could be a surprise entrant in the Rumble.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I hope so. Okay, so women's Royal Rumble match, Ollie. We've got seven. So the men's Royal Rumble, they've announced 15 people so far, and for the women's, seven. I feel like they've announced every woman who possibly could enter this Rumble.
I'm like, this is the least excited I've ever been for a women's Royal Rumble.
I know.
I feel like
too.
If not, the only thing they've done to really build it is Liv Morgan. You know?
Yeah, kinda. I mean, honestly, they announced Emma. And they announced her, get this, on SmackDown Lowdown. What the fuck is even that?
What is that?
I have no fucking clue. I have no fucking
clue. Not even on the bump, KJ. No, I've been known to watch the bump on occasion, but never SmackDown Lowdown.
Never heard of it. I'm assuming it's like Raw Talk. But yeah, SmackDown Lowdown.
I thought it was Talking Smack.
Then I have no idea what this is then.
Oh.
No clue. So yeah. Who do you think is going to win this one, Ollie?
Rhea Ripley,
right?
Yeah.
There's been no build for the women at all. Like, no Royal Rumble build.
No one else deserves it. Rhea Ripley is... She should win it. She win the title of WrestleMania. Like, I don't care who she beats. If she kills Bianca Belair or if she kills Charlotte, who cares? Just Rhea Ripley, let's do it.
What I'd rather see was Beth Phoenix comes out and throws Rhea Ripley out. As a form of redemption.
Why?
But then,
Beth Phoenix
who
is
wins
like
the Rumble?
Fucking retired mother. Like, just stay at
I
home.
I like Beth, though.
You like Beth
I
for
like,
one
I like
for
the
one
Beth Rhea.
But one match. Like, I don't want Rhea Ripley's WrestleMania match to be against Beth Phoenix. That seems such a waste. I want her to win.
Maybe
the title
Rhea
at
takes
WrestleMania.
It. Yeah, I mean, ideally, I'd love that. But again, then that makes Rhea Ripley like a very predictable winner.
Good. Sometimes it needs to be predictable.
Yeah,
who else
sure.
is going to win? Raquel Rodriguez? Fuck off.
Oh, God, no. I hope not.
Liv Morgan? Like, that's a shit.
No.
Sorry, I love Liv Morgan, no. But come on. You're not winning the Royal Rumble, hen.
No.
Becky?
Becky's
a good shout. Always.
No. I'd like to see...
Stop squeaking your chair.
Returning... Oh, I need to fucking... WD-40.
So
this
it's getting so squeaky.
Yeah, I need to WD-40 it. I don't know. Trish Stratus, maybe? I don't fucking know.
She's not gonna win.
The Bella twins. Fucking
they're,
have
they're
Nikki
definitely
Bella.
Not gonna show up now.
Yeah.
See, it's just like there's I'm not really excited by it. Like Michelle McCool's not in it this year either. Like, guys, big letdown. Sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
Michelle McCool will not be appearing. Like, we'll get fucking Molly Holly. We'll get all them. Like, I get the whole Beth's back after the concerto and she wants to have a match with Rhea and she's probably the only one that can put Rhea in her place type thing. I feel like you can tell that story as well as Rhea Ripley winning the Royal Rumble. Like, that can be like the match in between WrestleMania at Elimination Chamber in Canada. You know? Like, have them have but Ripley eliminates her or something. Like, you can still tell that story, but Ripley ultimately wins.
Do you know Rhea Ripley's getting hate on the internet? They're like, oh, she's so boring. I don't want to see her win. It's like, you guys are fucking never happy, are you?
Incels, mate. Fucking incels.
Never that's what it is. Life.
That's it.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like, you know, here's a good story, and I hope they do this. I hope Beth Phoenix enters the Rumble and gets eliminated, but then has a title shot at Elimination Chamber, wins the title, and then Beth Phoenix versus Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. Then Rhea Ripley takes the title from her.
I don't see Beth going on a run, you know? I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm done with Bianca, though, as champion. She's...
Oh, like, yeah.
She had a good run, but now I'm bored.
Yeah. As I say, like, not to shit on the women, but this is just... There's been no excitement for it. Other than, hey, we want to see Rhea. Everyone's like, ultimately, like, we want to see Rhea win. Like, she's the shoe in. There's not.
Yeah.
There's no. Maybe on the night it'll be good. Like, I hope that we get. I hope Kaylee Ray and I hope Doudrop's back, and you know, they all get in the Rumble. I think that would be really good.
Just all our pals,
Isla Dawn, like all the Scottish
Molly
people.
Molly Spartan.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine? She would no. Would Molly Spartan is going to be in Glasgow, so she will not be in the Royal Rumble. I can confirm that right now. Next year.
No spoilers.
Next year.
Yeah. Ugh, fuck. That I would cry.
I would cry. Yeah.
I would cry. I would 100% cry. So first two entrants, Ollie.
Oh, it will be. Liv Morgan and and some sort of returning like vintage star, you know,
I was gonna say Liv Morgan like and Tegan Knox,
Lita maybe.
Lita, I don't know.
Like, cause
maybe that's why they weren't on Raw 30 because they're gonna come out. Because
Lita's like extreme and Liv Morgan's extreme, so
I love Lita's theme song. It's one of those songs that I love, but I have no idea what the fucking words are.
Oh yeah, there's no like, lyrics. It's just noise.
Yeah. No sexy wasta. No sexy wasta. I'm gonna say Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez because they had a little thing.
No, I think Raquel will come out like number six or something, like within the first 10, and she'll dominate for a while until Ripley comes out, and then Ripley will eliminate her.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. And then final four. This is so difficult. Who are the final four?
Who does Triple H like? Becky Lynch, Raquel Rodriguez, Rhea Ripley, and Shotzi. Who does he like? Like someone like that. Like, I don't know.
Xia Li.
No, he doesn't like Xia Li. Asuka. Oh, crazy Asuka. Asuka will come back and debut the new gimmick. Asuka in the final four. Former Royal Rumble winner, Asuka.
Oh, that's a good shout. Asuka. I forgot about Asuka.
Yeah.
This always happens. I always just forget about Asuka.
I would rather Asuka win than Rhea Ripley. I fucking love Asuka. You know how much I love Asuka.
Baka.
She's so good. She's the best. Good, yeah. I love her so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Asuka's awesome. Well, that's a really, really good shout. I'm gonna say Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, and
you think Lev goes all Shayna that way? Baszler, nah, because I think Lev goes out way early.
No, I'm just like spreading my fucking bets.
Okay.
So either Liv's gonna be there in the final four, or she's gonna be in the first two. Yeah. So I'm just trying to spread them out. And people who you think might win?
I thought this was like surprise entrance. All right, my two people who might win: Asuka and Rhea Ripley.
Okay, I'm gonna say Rhea Ripley and. Fucking hell, this is so tough. Rhea Ripley and I'm just going to say Liv. I hope it's not, but yeah I'm just going to say Liv. Surprise entrance?
Brandi Rhodes.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I'm going to say Lacey Evans.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Brandi and Lacey.
Yeah. Lacey Evans, I think, makes a surprise. From the Legends, I feel like maybe... You think they do Melina again? Give her second chance. Oh my god, last year was the Sailor Moon thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I started looking at Sasha Banks. Oh,
maybe, do we get like Mickey James again, maybe?
Nah, they would have done the whole like, look, we're working with blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Naomi.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
I could see Naomi.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are some good surprise returns. So yeah. Those are our predictions for the Royal Rumble 2023. We're not quite done yet, Ollie. We have something to fill us up, and that is a little bit of the potluck.
Ooh, potluck.
Steven Bradley, what are your expectations for the pitch black match? # ooh, potluck.
Ooh, potluck. I think it's gonna be like cinematic-y. Do you not think?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I think. Cinematic. Yeah. I'm assuming it's just gonna be like cinematic.
It starts in the ring for sure, but then they end up backstage, and then it turns cinematic. And then maybe it ends back out on the stage or something.
Yeah, I think that's what they're gonna do with this as well. Cinematic match for the pitch black match. And I think it starts in the dark. That's what I think. Yeah. And there's like Mountain Dew on the walls, like riding on the walls with Mountain Dew.
Will you be drinking Mountain Dew when you're watching this match?
I will be drinking Mountain Dew throughout the Rumble. Okay. I've got a 6-pack.
Oh, ice cold?
Ass cold.
Ass cold, baby.
Ass cold, Bubba. Oliver Drake, if you could pick any surprise entrant in both Rumbles, who would you pick? Okay, so
The Rock.
I mean, yeah, Austin. Austin or The Rock. Yeah, love that. Cody's announced, so that's not a surprise.
Ryback.
Randy. I'd say Randy. CM Punk.
CM Punk. In a perfect world, yes. CM Punk. I'll imagine that. Never going to happen. Still under contract. Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
John Cena.
Yeah. Well,
hey, is there a possibility John Cena comes
in? I don't think he's going to have his hair fixed by then.
Yeah. I don't think he's ready to wrestle. It's not enough time, you know?
No.
So.
He's only had 3 years. Yeah. Oh, that's The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert Fletcher, is it me or does Dominic Mysterio look like Rosie O'Donnell? he kind of does on the close up.
Right, okay, right. I need to giggle it for a.
Oh my god. You're going to do a side by side?
Yeah, I'm going to do a side by side. Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh no.
Okay. Dominic.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump would not be very happy with that.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god, they do similar. Do you know what it is? It's Dominic Mysterio's what's it called?
The eyes.
But also his little rat tail that he's got, his little mullet. Because O'Donnell's got
It's the eyes and nose.
Yeah. Oh my god. I never noticed that before.
Kind of also the
Do you think that Rey Mysterio fucked Rosie O'Donnell and actually Dominic Mysterio's mum is not Angie Mysterio, it's actually Rosie O'Donnell?
Because Rey gave birth to him through his dick?
Or do you think... Rosie O'Donnell gave birth to...
So, what? So, and they've kept it a secret. Even Angie's in on it?
Or maybe Eddie Guerrero... I know, Ollie said Eddie Guerrero. Whoa, watch out. Eddie Guerrero pumped Rosie O'Donnell at a party because, you know, Eddie Guerrero liked to party. And then she had Dominic Mysterio and then Rey adopted.
Maybe we should
investigate this on an upcoming episode of True Crime Pod of Thunder.
Yeah, I'm just looking at pictures of Dominic and his gorgeous girlfriend.
The DNA results are in. You are not the father.
You are. Oh, come on! It was a layup. You could have said you are not.
What? What is this? What am I hearing? Actually, there's been a mistake. You are the father.
Yeah, sure. next question. Mark McEwen, what do you think The Undertaker said to Bray Wyatt? Well, we have a sound clip.
Let me just turn down the potluck music for a sec, because I actually have isolated the audio. So, guys, if you just give me a sec, I've isolated the audio and we actually have the clip right here. So, Undertaker's walking up. He stops. Looking in Bray Wyatt's ear. Okay, this is a bit of isolated audio. Right, ready? Listen. Everyone listen. Listen close.
Smack my ass like a drum.
That's... Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Audio enhancement. Ollie is a technical whiz.
Yeah.
And that is actually what The Undertaker told Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, yeah.
Well done. Well done,
Ollie. Well done.
Rory McNellis, what is the most sinister crime Dominic Mysterio has committed?
It's a sexual thing. I will say it behind a paywall, but not on this podcast due to our advertisers. So I'm sorry.
I'm gonna say Dominic Mysterio tied up Rhea Ripley and upside down, just mouth. Oh, what? What's that, Ollie? Oh.
And we're back.
I think he stole candy from a baby.
Oh my god.
That's what he's done.
Yeah, he's a bad man.
I've seen him do it. Seen him do it too. Andy, I never know how to say this. Hayworth?
Yeah, there you go.
Hawort.
Yeah, why not?
Hayworth, okay. Why not? Have you ever managed to slap anyone's face off their face?
Yes, I've seen you do it.
That is true. Yeah. In Dallas, Wolfgang was acting up and I was like, yo!
He's like,
Wolfgang!
Yo, even though you're a legitimate WWE superstar, I'm still tougher than you. Even though I am the same height as your left leg.
You know, though, in New York, he did slap my face off my face.
He did. He did.
Upon your request.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, he did. It was so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit hurt, man.
That's called hazing.
I was going to.
And you passed the test.
I went to hug him and he slapped me. I was like, why would you do that? And then he hugged me.
Yeah.
And he hates hugging people. So
loves you though. He loves you. He loves you so much.
I know. I fucking love that guy. I'm so happy that he's fucking kicking ass on NXT. I just have to, yeah. I have to say, the like I watched that clip so many fucking times when the music hit and the faces of Pretty Deadly when Wolfgang and Mark Coffey came out, I was just like, yes, yes, motherfuckers, if you they, are dead.
If they don't win the belts. NXT, what's it? NXT, what's it called?
NXT.
Vengeance Day. 2. Vengeance 0. Day. If they don't win,
the pay-per-view.
If they don't win the titles of Vengeance Day, that's be very upset.
I mean, they deserve it. I mean, they're the longest reigning tag team champions in WWE history. So in amongst any fucking WWE tag team titles,
what, more than the Usos?
They more than the Usos. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So yeah. All right, Anthony Fitzpatrick, quick fire Royal Rumble edition hashtag. Oh, ooh, pot roast. All right, I love okay. this. I love this. Right,
but I'm ready? Not good. I'm not good on my years. Can I just say what one it was? Like describe it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You don't have to. Yeah.
Okay.
Favorite Rumble match.
What?
Okay, for me it's 2020 where Edge returned, Drew won. That it's just the best. So well booked.
What's the one where Mr. Perfect came back and Goldust came back, and who won it that year? What was that one? That was
a good one. That's 2002, I believe, where Triple H won.
The Vince one was good. I like that one.
That's 99, I believe. 99,
that was good.
Yeah.
The Greatest Royal Rumble was one of my favorites.
Shut the fuck up. What was that? Commander Aziz? He was in it, but his name was Baba Tunge.
1995 was good because Shawn Michaels won it. 1996 was good. Was good because Shawn Michaels won it. 97, not so much.
not so much.
Right? 98, when Austin just like everyone came out and Austin was like checking his watch. Was that 90? Yeah. He did that 97 as well, but then he did it again in 98 because 98 everyone
wasn't
wanted
99?
To. Everyone wanted to eliminate him, right?
No, I think it was 99 that he did that.
Yeah, but he did it in 97 as well, because remember, he actually got eliminated, but the referees didn't see it, and then he eliminated Bret Hart.
I can't remember. Yeah. Can't remember.
There's so many good ones. I can't pick one.
Yeah. For me, 2020.
92 was obviously all-time great one as well.
The Flair one, yeah, sure. Wasn't that 93?
92.
Or 92. I can't remember. Anyways. Worst Rumble match. Fucking hell.
This last year. Yeah.
Last year's is up there. For me...
22 was so
for
shit.
For me, the 40-man Rumble with Alberto Del fucking Rio.
Do you know what else was really shit as well, KG? Ugh. The one in the fucking gym. The Thunderdome Rumble was terrible too.
That wasn't so bad compared to the fucking
KG,
the one
was,
where
KG
the
was
one
no,
where
there was no crowd. It was fucking LED screens, mate.
That was but I loved Christian coming back. That was a really nice.
Well, what a pop he got! What a pop he got by the cameraman.
He did.
6 feet away from each other. You could hear Michael Cole when you're doing your entrance and the music went off. You could hear Michael Cole commentating. Fuck the Thunderdome, man.
By the way, I just have to say the pop for, as in like the commentary pop for Christian returning was abysmal. Absolutely fucking abysmal. Because it's like, is it? Can it be? You know, they did that shit. Oh, it was so bad.
Oh, yeah. But, and then he shows up in AEW.
Yeah. The best thing he could have done. I'm going to just say 2016 where Roman Reigns won and The Rock came out at the end.
Oh, it's so bad.
The Rock
so bad.
Was ready for that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was fucking terrible.
Ready for that. Terrible.
Yeah. Best elimination. This one's easy for me.
Santino Marella. I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. No, that's a really good one. For me, Paul London. Paul London's. The first time I saw it, I thought he died. I thought Snitsy killed him. I was like, oh my God. That was fucking insane. That was so good. Favorite Rumble pay-per-view? So overall pay-per-view.
Oh, Royal Rumble 2000. because you had Jericho, China, and Bob Holly for the IC title. You had Taz's debut against Kurt Angle. You had the Cactus Jack versus Triple H in the main event, the street fight. I think the fans deserve a substitute, and his name is Cactus. You had the bikini contest where Mae Young tried to get her tits out. And then you had the... I mean, that was good. That was a good Rumble. I also like the Rumble where John Cena was a surprise entrant at the end. What was that Rumble? That
2008.
Was 2008. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was 2008. That was a really good one. For me, I loved the... Which was the one with the last man standing between Umaga and John Cena?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's 2005.
What was the one with... Seth no. The triple threat for the title, and it was Lesnar, Rollins, and who was the third guy?
That's
was
the first Strowman? Match.
Is it Strowman?
No, Cena, Lesnar. And Rollins.
Yeah, that was so good.
That's the first match I ever showed G. I was like, this is something that I love wrestling.
So good.
Watch this.
Yeah,
and it was so fucking good.
That was a really good honorable one. Mention to Scott Steiner versus Triple H. Where Scott Steiner's thong was showing for most of the match.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God. That was fucking terrible. And then they did the arm wrestling match before that. Oh, that God. Was so fucking good.
So bad.
Rumble match, you would change the winner.
Oh, Daniel Bryan should have won the Rumble. Yeah, not Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan.
Oh, that's a good one. I was going to say the one where Sheamus versus Jericho. Jericho should have won.
Yeah, Sheamus shouldn't be winning.
That should have been Jericho's Rumble. Yeah. One thing you want to happen on Saturday.
The Rock to win the Royal Rumble.
I'm going to agree. The Rock. I want The Rock to win the Rumble. And his final question. What is Sammy's final test?
I'm telling you, it's what I said earlier. He's going to help Roman win the title or retain the title, and then he'll become Sami Yusuf.
He already kind of is Sami Uso. He calls himself Sami Uso.
Yeah, but he's not officially Sami Uso.
I want Sami's final test to be winning the Royal Rumble. That's what I want. Now, I'm probably marking out, but yeah. And Anthony ends this by saying, I know it's been 20 years, but you'd have thought Taker would still know how to ride a bike.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's
tragic.
Fucking great.
Absolutely tragic.
Absolutely tragic, yeah. That's the potluck. Ooh, I'm so full.
Ooh.
Nom, nom, nom. But if you are not as full as we are, head on over to itrwrestling.com/Patreon, where we also do the Pot of Thunder. Ooh, thunder.
Money.
Yeah.
To listen, it will cost you...
Money.
You know what also costs?
Money.
Our merch. Oh,
KG, before you jump off over to merch, I just wanted to quickly say that tomorrow on Patreon, it is... Mm-hmm. The debut of Jimmy Baxter on the Starrcade 1999 review. The last pay-per-view of the century, KJ.
Featuring of the Jimmy millennium.
Baxter. Of the millennium. Featuring Jimmy That's Baxter. Correct. That's the Pod of Thunder tomorrow on Inside the Ropes Patreon.
That's correct. Big Jimmy Baxter over on the Pod of Thunder. Check it out. It's a great podcast. It's a lot of fun. And You hear the hope in his voice, and it slowly dissipates as the podcast goes forward. Shop.itrwrestling.com is where you can get all our merch. Like Roy McNellis, Anthony Fitzpatrick, and Laney, they have all bought our merch. So go on to shop.itrwrestling.com and get your merch today. We also have a YouTube channel, itrwrestling.com/YouTube. Tons of interviews up there. Check out our Clips channel. Got a bunch of stuff up there, too. Follow us at @inside_theropes on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. ITIWrestling.com/Facebook. And also join our community if you would like to leave questions and roasts and all that good stuff for our podcast. And remember, ITRWrestling.com is where this and all other ITR podcasts are available, along with Jim Ross, Kofi Kingston, Paul Heyman.
Oh, no. What happened?
I scared myself. I don't know why I yelled. I scared myself, so I started laughing. Paul Heyman. I was trying to do the Excalibur voice, but I realized I couldn't do it when I yelled. Paul Heyman, Taz, Ricky Starks, Bandicoot Lee, Finlay Martin, Jim Cornette, Kenny McIntosh, Chris Jericho, Mackenzie Mitchell, Mickey James, and Saraya. Say it with me. Plethora of news.
Oh my god, that's a plethora of news.
It's also now available. Just go to itrwrestling.com. Inside the Ropes magazine is also now available. Ships worldwide. Just go to insidetheropesmagazine.com and order your copy today. You can follow Ollie at Ollie also, and you can follow me at that KJ guy. That is where all of you can smack our asses like a drum.
Just like the Undertaker told Bray Wyatt on Monday.
Smack my ass like a drum.
That's right. And I'd like to end this by just saying rest in peace, Jay Briscoe. Such a tragic loss in the world of wrestling. So well wishes to him and his family. And all his fans, you know, absolutely a terrible thing that's happened. But yeah. And yeah, Ollie, there's one thing left to say to you, pal.
Oh, yeah?
It is time! I fucked that up completely. I was going to say, let's get ready to rumble. And I said, it is time. Because in my head, I was thinking, my time. This is the one.
Okay, thanks. I love you. Bye.
Bye. Let's get ready to rumble.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.